WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. For the first time, a woman is set to become the chief of staff. President-elect Donald Trump has named his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, to the White House position. The announcement comes as Trump's transition team is also mapping out policy plans.
Priorities for the president-elect include an extension of tax cuts put in place during his first term, deregulation across federal agencies, and trade tariffs he campaigned on.
We're going to charge tariffs to all these foreign countries that are coming in and ripping us off.
CBS News has also learned Trump's team is preparing executive orders, with longtime aide Stephen Miller leading talks on how to carry out Trump's proposal to deport millions of undocumented immigrants. Natalie Brand, CBS News, The White House.
President Biden, in a Rose Garden address, promises an orderly transfer of power and adds setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable. He says about the nation's future.
The American experiment endures. We're going to be okay, but we need to stay engaged. We need to keep going. And above all, we need to keep the faith.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it is aware of a very violent incident targeting Israeli citizens in Amsterdam. Netanyahu has ordered two rescue planes to be sent to Amsterdam immediately. Two Jewish students are attacked on a college campus in Chicago on what's being investigated as a possible hate crime.
The head of DePaul University says two masked people punched the students who were showing their support of Israel outside the student center on the Lincoln Park campus in the middle of the afternoon. President Robert Manuel calls the attack on the 21 and 27-year-old men completely unacceptable and a violation of the university's values. The Midwest director of the Anti-Defamation League says the attack appears to have been premeditated and comes amid a 300% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Chicago over the last year. Nancy Hardy for CBS News, Chicago.
In Southern California, north of Los Angeles, Ventura County officials say 132 structures have been destroyed in a wildfire driven by fierce Santa Ana winds. Kim Vallejo's family is trying to salvage what they can from the rubble.
There wasn't much left standing or to save, but Vallejo's husband found something that meant a lot to his father.
So we were able to save his coin collection. We'll see what we can do to salvage at least that. A part of my father-in-law who was... I'm an amazing man.
The mountain fire in the Camarillo area has burned over 20,000 acres and is now 5% contained. Slightly more Americans applied for employment benefits last week, and the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rises for a sixth straight week. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Smith says he wanted to be traded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 5.5 seasons, linebacker Preston Smith was traded from the Packers to the Steelers. Smith telling reporters in Pittsburgh he requested to be traded after Green Bay changed their defense from a 3-4 to a 4-3.
It's just what I've been playing in the last 9 years of my career. Into this past season, this is what I was comfortable playing in and what I got used to playing in. So, you know, just being back in the system, it's like, you know, riding that your favorite bike again.
College basketball tonight, the Badgers host the Montana State Bobcats at the Kohl Center. NBA tonight, the Bucks and the Utah Jazz at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton, recovering from surgery on both ankles, still not ready to play.
You know, everybody's different. You know, trying to think of someone. LeBron. I saw LeBron's ankle hit the floor, and he kept playing. Well, everybody's different. And Chris has had a lot of injuries and surgical stuff, so it's just not as fast as we thought it would be, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Christmas pageant ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, a light southwest breeze in mid-30s by daybreak. Your Friday will see quite a bit of sunshine around the area, highs in the mid-50s. A few clouds roll in Friday night. Saturday, look for some showers in the afternoon. Currently 41 degrees.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Civic Media's own Earl Ingram Jr. will join me. We'll talk about what comes next in the Trump administration. Plus, is Donald Trump our retribution or our reckoning? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Thursday morning to you. Got a lot to talk about today. The great dismantling. What's going to happen to the economy under Trump? We'll get to that in a few minutes. Also, Jack Smith and Judge Mayor Sean, are they going to obey in advance? Sure looks like it. Will the Haitians be the first to go? Is this what Americans voted for? We'll talk about that in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, our buddy Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on what's going on with Ukraine and now post-election. Also, what will Netanyahu do now? And in our third hour, oh, and also Europe's last dictator is crushing his opposition. This is how it happens. Can it happen here? We'll talk about that. And in the third hour, Svante Mirek is going to drop by. Does the resistance start now? So, you know, it's going to be an interesting day, a lot to talk about, fascinating stuff going on. Thank you kindly. And, you know, step by step. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about the economy, basically. You know, the great dismantling is actually what I'm calling it. And I think it's important for people to, even though it sounds kind of wonky, to talk about the administrative state, right? You'll recall when Steve Bannon came into office back in 2017, as Trump's, you know, lead advisor, he said, you know, our primary goal here is to dismantle the administrative state. Well, what the hell does that mean? Well, the administrative state is basically the federal bureaucracy. The administrative state is what keeps us safe. It's what keeps our food, you know, prevents our food from having deadly bacteria in it. It's what prevents our drugs from being contaminated with poisons or not even working well. The administrative state is what makes sure that our cars keep us safe when they crash. The administrative state is what protects us from predatory bankers and insurance companies that would just delight in ripping us off as they did for years and years and years. The administrative state is what makes sure that you know, if your home has a fire, for example, the insulation in your walls isn't going to kill you before the fire does. The administrative state is what keeps your toys safe. The administrative state is what makes sure that banks don't crash and take all your money with them. And Trump and the six Republicans on the Supreme Court are dedicated to destroying or dismantling the administrative state, because the administrative state is the primary enemy of giant corporations that want to pollute, that want to rip off, that want to, you know, and also the administrative state. In the Biden administration, anyway, has been going after monopolies. They've been blocking mergers, most recently Kroger's and Albertsons, as I recall. They just, you know, they're in this lawsuit with Google to force Google to break up. It looks like all that's going to go by the wayside. So what we're going to end up with, if what Bannon and Trump tell us is true, and we have no reason not to believe it is that this regulatory framework, the administrative state, is just going to go. It's going to be destroyed, or substantially weakened. Now, what will the impact on that be for you and me? Well, first of all, you know, everything will become more dangerous, right? We will all be more subject to corporate predation. But secondly, and I think this is a big deal, the administrative state is what keeps the economy together. And if you crash the administrative state, you're inviting, at the very least, a recession and possibly a depression. Every Republican president since Nixon has had a major recession during their presidency. Not one single Democratic president has had a major recession during their presidency since Nixon. Not one. And the reason why, by and large, is that Republicans come into office and what do? They reduce regulations and they cut taxes, and those things produce recessions. Now, that's fine with the Republicans, because they're there to do the bidding, to do the will of the billionaires, and the big corporations, of the very rich people. And when you have a recession, that is just an incredible buying opportunity for billionaires. Recessions are, you know, I talked about this last week. Recessions are when some of the greatest fortunes in America are made. Recessions are you know, small businesses, homeowners, average people. People are thrown into bankruptcy. People lose their jobs. Their 401k collapses. They have to start selling their stock just to pay the rent. And what happens? Stock prices drop. Housing prices drop. Businesses are in crisis, and small businesses start going out of business. And the vultures, the billionaires, sweep in and buy up the stock and buy up the homes. We saw that in a big way in 2008, 2009, 2007, 2008, excuse me. And buy up the small businesses. We saw that in 2020. And the administrative state prevents a lot of that predation, but that's all going to go away, or much of it is going to go away under the Trump administration. And now that the Chevron deference has been nuked, the Chevron deference basically said that the administrative state, the government agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency, for example, they can, based on the good science that they have available to them, they can make rules and they can enforce those rules as if they were law. And the Supreme Court has said, no, you can't. And so the EPA can no longer, for example, regulate carbon dioxide, because the law that created the EPA doesn't say carbon dioxide. This is, so far, the camel's nose under the tent. But, you know, pretty soon the entire damn camel and, you know, 30 more in the herd are going to be inside the tent here with us. It's going to be, you know, we're going to be overwhelmed by this in the Trump administration. I mean, you know, just consider how, you know, what he tried to do in his last administration. I mean, he's you know, how corrupt, and that was like minor corruption, because he wasn't actually destroying regulatory agencies. He was just putting people in charge of them who didn't like their mandates. Donald Trump put a coal lobbyist in charge of the EPA. He put an oil lobbyist in charge of the Interior Department. He put a telecom lawyer in charge of the FCC. He put a professional union-busting lawyer, Anthony Scalia's son, in charge of the Labor Department. He put an advocate for replacing our public schools with religious schools, Betsy DeVos, in charge of the Department of Education. And it goes on and on. Basically, every major cabinet position, every major agency, was staffed by somebody who was actually hostile to those agencies. But we still had the Chevron deference. We still had the ability of these agencies to do their jobs. We also still had a functioning civil service. Now, this goes back to the Pendleton Civil Service Act of 1888, if my recollection is correct. Maybe it was 1886. But it was, you know, after this wannabe member of the administration shot the president. I think it was Garfield. I'd have to go back and look. Shot the president because the president refused to give him a job after he wrote a speech for the president. That's when they said, okay, no more spoils system. We're going to have a real civil service. We're going to have a functioning civil service. I should write about this for my daily take. We're going to have a functioning civil service. And that isn't beholden to politics. Well, Donald Trump tried to undo that in the last several weeks of his administration back in 2020, when he did this Schedule F reassignment, you know, causing civil servants to no longer be members of the civil service, but instead to be political appointees. You know, under Project 2025, he's going to do that on day one to like 50,000 people. He's going to decapitate the tops of the agencies and replace them with political toadies who will do whatever the billionaires and the big corporations, the drug companies, the oil companies, the coal, whatever they want. And I'm telling you, this is going to crash the economy. Every Republican president has a recession because of the way they screw around with this stuff, and Trump will be no exception. So get ready. Warren Buffett apparently is seeing this coming. Warren Buffett has sold $325 billion worth of stock, and he's sitting on that money in money markets. He's gone to cash. Now, what does Warren Buffett know that we don't know? I think it's this. Now, I'm not, you know, telling you that now is the time to get out of the stock market or anything like that. I, you know, every time I've ever tried to guess or predict or even play the stock market, I've screwed myself. I'm terrible at it. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a mess. And it's going to be a mess. And, you know, whether it happens this year, next year, the third year, whatever, it's going to be a mess that's going to affect all of us. So, you know, another thing that we need to pay attention to, frankly. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, a place where smart people get their news.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. That's all it takes, by the way, because I keep it next to the bed so I see it in the morning. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health, and that's why I take it. Use the best source for your health, your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get it, just go to superbearing.com, and you'll get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, S-U-P-E-R-bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. So to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM at superbearing.com.
Small voices lost in the world machine spin. Call it freedom, call it rebirth, but it's profits over people denying what we're worth. It's the great dismantling, brick by brick, pulling down the walls and make the system stick. Where power goes to the richest few, and the rest of us wonder what we're supposed to do. They're lining up the billionaires, cash in hand, saying they'll bring back glory, bring wealth to this land. But behind the flags and promises they wave so high, ooh, is the sound of protections whispering goodbye. Ooh, they're carving up the safety nets, cutting the lines will catch us when we fall in these troubled times. When greed is king and they own the game, we're just voices in the dark calling out in vain. Great dismantling, brick by brick,
The title of my piece today, my op-ed today, the judge in Judge Mershon in Trump's criminal 34 felony convictions in New York looks like he's going to toss out those convictions. He's got to decide, you know, how he's going to do this. He's postponed it back to around Thanksgiving, and the news reports now suggest that he's seriously considering not even going forward, just basically canceling the whole thing. Similarly, the Department of Justice has had this rule since the Nixon era. This memo was first created by John Mitchell's Justice Department. John Mitchell, who went to prison when he was Richard Nixon's
head of the Department of Justice, Attorney General. John Mitchell had the legal department at the Department of Justice draw up a policy. It's not a law. It's not even a rule. It's a policy that says that the Department of Justice will not prosecute a sitting president. Now, this was as Nixon was being accused of felonies, right? This got revisited in the 1990s by the Clinton Justice Department, and the Attorney General then, and forgive me, I don't recall who it was, but the Attorney General then had their internal, you know, the office of whatever it is, you know, the office of how the Justice Department runs, there's a fancy name for it, had them also revisit this policy, and they said, yes, of course, you can't prosecute a sitting president. He's got important stuff to do. There's things going on in the world. There might be a war going on. So just leave him alone until he's out of office. So because the Justice Department still has this policy, and Merrick Garland is going to respect this policy, the Justice Department is going to drop all the charges against Donald Trump. They're going to drop the charges against him for stealing classified documents and possibly giving them away to the Russians and the Chinese. They're going to drop the cases against him for trying to overthrow the government of the United States. They're just, you know, the whole thing is just going to go away. And of course, that's why Trump was campaigning so hard, because had he not become president, he would be going to prison right now. Meanwhile, the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio are very concerned. Donald Trump has said that he wants to deport people who are in this country illegal. Well, these people are here with permission. That permission's only going to last another 14 months, by the way. But they're here with permission. And they're starting to really worry, because they're not, you know, brown Hispanics. They're black people. And Trump has always hated black people. I mean, his whole entire life, his career has been about screwing black people. And I had an interesting conversation with Richard Chu on WCPT this morning. He's the morning host on that station in Chicago, you know, about how so many Hispanics who voted for Trump are just saying, hey, we want some of that white privilege. Our skin is light enough that you shouldn't lump us in with those black people. And that's, you know, a big dynamic that's going on right now in the Hispanic community. And it has always, by the way, been going on in Central and South America. I mean, I've worked in Peru, I've worked in Colombia, I've been to Brazil, I've spent time in Argentina, I've certainly been in Mexico. And what you see, particularly as I was doing, I was interacting with the power structure, I was working with the governments, I was working with some big companies, and invariably, the people with power and money are very, very light-skinned. And that's what we're seeing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So bottom line, the Haitians figure that they're going to be the low-hanging fruit for Trump to deport, you know, for his photo ops. And they're very concerned. And I think they have every reason to be. What say you? We'll pick up your call. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News brief. President-elect Donald Trump announces who will serve as his White House chief of staff come January. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The transition team announced that Trump's 2024 campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will be named White House chief of staff. Wiles would be the first woman ever to hold that position.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes says more on President Biden's first public comment since Vice President Harris lost the election on Tuesday.
He wants to work on getting as many of his judicial nominees confirmed, because obviously once President Trump takes over, he's going to be pushing a very different slate of nominees.
Driven by powerful Santa Ana winds, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is covering a nearly 21,000-acre wildfire in Southern California.
Wind gusts exceeding hurricane strength. The hillsides look like rivers of flames. Water drops not even hitting the ground. No home in the fire's path stood a chance.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weapons, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jumpstart on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, a light southwest breeze in mid-30s by daybreak. Your Friday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area, highs in the mid-50s. A few clouds roll in Friday night. Saturday, look for some showers in the afternoon. It's 42 at our studios.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild guest hosts the Maggie Dawn Show, and he'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Picking up your calls here, Bill in Beaverton, Oregon. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good morning. You and Greg Palast have brought up the point of Republican legislatures. They can essentially arbitrarily throw out votes that they don't want to count before they, you know, and then report whatever they want.
Right.
And I was wondering if on this current, you know, situation, if the counts that were reported, do you think that may have happened where they just have thrown out a bunch of Democratic vote counts? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, they do every year, so, you know, it's reasonable to assume they did. The question is, was it decisive? I mean, you've got Republican judges oversight folks. They go by different names in different states who are, saying that, the mail-in ballots from Democratic areas, their signatures don't match, and so they get tossed. You've got people who are being purged from the voting rolls, just massive multi-million purges from the voting rolls. This is, you know, Viktor Orban has done this in Hungary. He identifies the people who would vote against him and simply removes them from the voting rolls. He's engineered a form of gerrymandering, nationwide gerrymandering, that's really breathtaking. So, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that particularly in Georgia, Florida, and Texas, but particularly in Georgia and Texas, which really should be swing states or blue states even, that there is manipulation of the vote going on. But whether it's decisive, I don't know. There was an interesting one of the many Substacks I subscribed to this morning also was asking the question, were the voting machines hacked? Now, I'm generally quite skeptical of that, but he pointed out that there have been numerous Republicans who have actually taken disassembled voting machines, found the software, and shared it with their colleagues. Some of them have gone to jail for doing it. And I don't think that's what happened. But I'm telling you, social media is on fire right now with where are the 20 million Democratic votes that are missing. And
that was what I was wondering. You know, there's a lot of votes. I mean, and if they can just these don't count the votes that they don't want to count, you know, then if they can get away with that, then I'm wondering if the counts that were reported.
I'm not ready to cry to yell fire in that particular crowded theater, but we do need to have a right to vote. It should be as hard to take away your vote as it is to take away your gun. It's just absurd that we have a right to own a gun and we don't have a right to vote in the United States. We're the only developed country in the world where that's the case, and it's wrong. Bill, thank you for the call. Kathy in Waynesville, Georgia. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to talk about the percentage factor built into the vote counting machines. Back in 86, when Matt Mattingly lost to White Fowler, the Republicans in Georgia were so mad that they wrote percentage into the laws about voting. And I think that opened the door to allow the machines that were being developed back in the 80s to have percentage as well as tally function. But that opens, by having a percentage, you have to compare to candidates, and that opens the door to being able to communicate between the two two candidates, yeah. and maybe even switch votes. And it doesn't even require internet, because you just preset the percentage you want.
There were a lot of questions about those machines back in the 80s and the 90s, and frankly the first, you know, decade of this century, the 20-aughts, particularly since many of them ran on Windows. I think that the machines being used now, by and large, are far more secure. Most voting is actually done on paper, and it's just counted on machines.
You don't count the paper to verify the automatic tallies, then you're not going
I would like to see some audits. But like I said, Kathy, right now I'm not willing to go down that road. Kathy, thank you for the call. Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, wondering, where are the audits? Please.
Yeah.
Let's get some audits going. They got into the machines in Coffee County, Georgia. That was why that case went forward. They used somebody else's pass to get in, and then...
Yeah. Well, and they did the same thing with Don Siegelman's case, where the guy just did it on the tabulator. Move 15,000 votes in the middle of the night. That was a decade ago, though.
I want to see some audits. Anyway, that's not what I called. Anyway, yeah. I'm calling about the old GOP. Used to, lionize Ronald Reagan for taking down the Soviet Union. And by that time in 89, when it fell, it was really just a despotic gangster state. Mm-hmm. Didn't have any, political philosophy other than steal as much as you can, and you have to steal because the guy above you is stealing, and if he thinks you're not stealing, he's afraid you're going to turn him in. That's that kind of thing. That's what happens with the kind of corruption, is you have to be corrupt because everybody else thinks you're going to be a whistleblower, even though maybe whistleblowers have no place to
go.
It's
almost a survival strategy.
It's survival. That's where we're at. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
And that's why the Russian army is so bad in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Because everybody's stealing. They're having cardboard in their armor vests instead of, steel plates and tires that have rotten rubber. Anyway, point is, we all think the Cold War ended. Cold War never ended, because you're in this constant struggle against these gangsters. Okay.
Yep.
We thought democracy would go east, but the corruption came west through this oil money. Okay. We are about to lose possibly the final war, the final battle of the Cold War, because these guys are obviously Russian operatives.
Who are these guys that you're talking about?
In league.
You're talking about Trump? Yeah. Yeah, Trump, whether he's a Russian operative or whether he's just friendly with the Russians,
I'm sorry. Our hands are turned upward, our palms showing, saying, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
We need to turn our hands over and make a fist.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you make a fist is by calling them out for what they are. There is absolutely no doubt. Where are the investigations into the bomb threats? Where is Merrick Garland? Where are the audits? Where are we getting to the understanding of exactly what Russia did? I've heard silence.
Scott, it's entirely possible that we just lost the damn election. And that we don't need to work ourselves into fits and anger and threats and whatnot. I think it's extremely likely that we lost the election. I think a lot of Americans, particularly apparently Hispanic men, have no interest in voting for a black woman for president.
I'm not trying to say this is a threat. I'm talking about quit with the circular firing squad.
What circular
firing squad? We need to pull it together. They're attacking Obama. They're attacking Biden. They're attacking, all this stuff.
I'm not attacking any of those people.
I think we can look back and figure out
where we lost the election. We can see, part of it was, Joe Biden making a decision quite some time ago that he was definitely going to pick a woman and a black woman rather than the most qualified person. Now, it turned out Kamala Harris rose to the occasion. I thought she did great. But, that still worked against her, number one. Number two, you've got a Republican Party that was willing to exploit that in a craven racist way. Number three, you've got a massive right-wing media infrastructure that has been built over a 40-year period by a group of right-wing billionaires, the Murdoch family, at the front of that line. The Democrats never did anything like that. In fact, when we pitched it to Democrats in 2007, when Air America was around, and we went to Washington, D.C., and Bernie organized a meeting with a whole bunch of Democratic members of Congress and the Senate, you know, one of those senators who then went on to lose the presidential election 8 years ago, you know, said, no, we shouldn't get involved in this. This should be the free market. You know, Democrats have blown a whole lot of opportunities. And then on top of that, you had Bill Clinton and Barack Obama both embracing neoliberalism and not doing a damn thing about it. And neoliberalism is what is killing the middle class and what is causing people to be so pissed off. They could have ended free trade. They could have brought our jobs back home. They didn't. They could have elevated unions. They could have reversed right to work. They didn't. They could have had card checks. But Biden did.
Biden
started doing these things, but people aren't going to see the consequences of that for 5 or 10 years.
Yes, and that's why you have to fight with the weapons that you have. And one of the weapons that we have is to be very honest about this. This is Eastern corruption. They've gotten into the GOP. They've possibly gotten into the electoral system. They definitely were phoning in bomb threats because that's
oh, that was, you know, there was the Russians. I mean, you know, with Brad Raffensperger it was the Russians.
We have to probably accounted
for some of the loss in Georgia. No doubt about it. Scott, thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You know, Bernie says it should come as no surprise that a Democratic Party that has abandoned working class people can't win an election. I mean, you know, surprise, surprise. We'll be right back.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely, I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talents, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever exercise and watch your diet and then not see your cholesterol numbers get better? Yeah, I've been there, done that. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Super Bearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it next to the bed where I can see it in the morning. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there, and it's great for you and your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, code TOM. It's spelled super, S-U-P-E-R, bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E. Superbearing.com, and that code TOM will get you 15% off and even more on bundles. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Or live and leave, but in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king. Oh, they play that game while we take the fall. When the market's crashing, they're having a ball. They'll make a fortune when the stocks run dry. For them, it's not low, for us, it's goodbye. When the Dow hit the floor back in 29, they snatched up stocks at a discount. Rich get richer. That's the name of the game, and I'm telling you, you can expect it sometime in the next 4 years. We'll see. We'll see. Farmer in Norfolk, Virginia. Hey, Farmer, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I have a question for you, and I'll take my answer off the air because I have to go finish my final assignment for the Harris-Walz campaign that I've been volunteering for. I have to go take down all the big signage all around town.
Well, good on you,
Farmer. I volunteered for that, so. Oh, well, you know, I'll talk about an anticlimactic day.
Yeah.
Hey, I also want to thank you for being on Choose Views this morning. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, I got
it. It was amazing.
I was on an app, and right in the middle of the conversation, the app just went fluey.
Well,
what the hell?
I really appreciate you being on. It's a great show. He's amazing. The crew.
Richard's a great
shout
guy.
Shout out to Devin and the team down at WCBT, you know. Reminding us to take a deep breath and make our lives count, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay, so my question, and like I said, I'll take it off the air. I read a story on Ross Story this morning, talking about how we need to come out strong right now with whatever money we have left in this campaign and advertise the accomplishments of Joe Biden's administration and remind people the economy we're handing off to them and the shape it's in, and constantly remind up to inaugural day that they're getting in an amazing situation. And then, you know, I heard someone say earlier, oh, I hope we lose the house too, so it'll all be on them. And I'm not so sure I can get behind that, because I helped. I was a part of a team that helped turn Virginia blue, and I'm going to be on an Abigail Spenberger's campaign as soon as I can to help take that back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure about this good thing about them all having all the houses, but
yeah.
I just think that I just wanted to know. I'm not, like I said, I'll jump off, but what do you think about that? It must just
I do not want the Republicans to take the House, because they will then start passing insane legislation that will get passed okay. through the Senate. And everybody's going, oh, well, the Democrats can still filibuster in the Senate. Yeah, right. We've spent the last 4 years talking about how Chuck Schumer needs to blow up the filibuster. You think the new new Senate Majority Leader is going to do that on day one? It's coming.
Yeah,
the filibuster is toast. These guys are, they play for keeps, and they view this as their one big chance to really permanently rig the system to their benefit. They're not going to let something like the filibuster stand in their way.
That could come back to bite them, though, because as you were talking about yesterday, the Senate may look very different in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. It will. I absolutely predict that the Democrats are going to take back the Senate in 2 years, because you're going to have a whole bunch of Republicans running for reelection. And frankly, I doubt the economy is going to be rip-roaring along, although we'll see. But, you know, if they particularly if Elon Musk does his $2 trillion in federal cuts, if he even does, you know, $400 billion in federal cuts. You know, let's say he just dials back Social Security, or he cuts food stamps, or he cuts, you know, the women's and infants and children program, or something like that. It's going to cause a recession. It will hurt the economy, because, you know, a large part, about 20% of our economy, is government spending. And an awful lot of that government spending is not going to the military. It's going to you and me. It's going to, you know, part of it's coming to me. I'm on Social Security and Medicare.
Economies all across the board. The Eastern Shore has chicken farms. They're completely manned by Hispanic.
When they start, that's going to crash the economy too.
Eastern Shore.
Yeah, exactly. You want your food prices to go up? Wait till they have to start paying people $15 an hour to pick lettuce.
But then local economies too, because those people are all going to go away, and all those little restaurants and towns that have developed because they were there, they're going to dry up too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's why I think that Trump is going to have some performance deportations, probably the black people in Springfield. But now that he's got the Hispanic vote on his side, I think he's going to reconsider his whole shtick. I really do.
Okay.
And I think you're going to see a lot of Republican outreach to Hispanic men in particular. And that demographic, that Hispanic demographic, is going to be behaving, is already behaving more and more like white people than black people, more and more like the majority rather than the minority, and increasingly not even viewing themselves as the minority. And that...
Hey, thanks for...
Go ahead.
I want to thank you real quick.
Yeah.
For Portland, Oregon show, Sexy Liberal.
Oh.
Being part of that.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
I know. I'm going to the last one in Washington. It's going to be like a wake instead of a celebration.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I got to run, Farmer. Thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this to fill it, or what's going on in Ukraine. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-55.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer,
Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Oh, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.